Hey, welcome to a fresh, brand new episode of Game Changer Podcast. I'm here with
Diana.
Diana who?
Villa.
And I'm David Villa. And you're listening to Game Changer Podcast. And we're excited to bring to you today the topic. Ready? Press on. Press on. Remember those? When I think of press on, I'm thinking you don't have them. These are way more expensive than press ons. I don't know. These might be natural. Are these natural?
These are my real nails with polish.
These are your real ones. Okay. So when you're not your real ones, you do that little dip, right? Little dip, or you do like the little what is it called?
Gel.
So, but not press ons. Our granddaughter like does little press ons, right?
Yeah.
But when I think of press on, I'm thinking like Lee press on nails. But I'm not talking about that kind of press on today. We're talking about pressing on. And persevering and moving beyond. And, you know, pressing on, I think it was Babe Ruth that said, it's impossible to beat someone that won't quit. And so we're just going to bring you just a few minutes here, hopefully 15, 20 minutes, where we're going to talk about pressing on. And if you're doing something worth doing, and if you're living for God, can I just say this right off the bat? If you're listening and you feel like that, you know what, I haven't stumbled into my purpose, I'm frustrated, and I just want to speak to you today. If you're doing something worth doing, and if you're a child of God, regardless of how you feel, regardless of the season you're in, you are doing something worth doing. God's got a plan for your life. But if you're doing something worth doing, then you're going to face resistance. And the Bible shows that nearly every key person, you're in good company, who set out to do the work of God, faced adversity. So can I just say, a life without adversity is a life that has not yet been lived. It is when you begin to gain traction and start to pick up momentum that you will run into walls. If the enemy's fighting you, or if the enemy's coming against you, or if the enemy is tempting you, or is trying to trip you up, or you experience delays or detours or bumps in the road, understand he doesn't attack or come against anybody who is not effectively coming against his kingdom. So it's possible that you're doing something powerful for the kingdom of God, but you can't let the walls stop you from reaching your potential. You have to find a way to go around, go over, or go through that barrier. And I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about what pressing on looks like. It looks different, Diana, to every person. For some, it means gritting your teeth and simply working through the pain. I've been there. Sometimes you could press on with the weight on your shoulders and make it out. And for others, it may require you to step back. I'm not good at this. Analyze the task at hand. I'm not good at that. Slowing down. I'm not good at that. But slowing down is not the same as failing. And sometimes it requires us to do this. And there's a difference between taking a step back and assessing the situation and sitting on the sidelines and giving up. And so I want to talk about pressing on today. And I want to look at it from the lens of our walk with God. And, you know, there's many, many ways that we've experienced, you know, frustrations and setbacks. What's your thought when you hear the word press on? What comes to your mind immediately?
I immediately think of soldiers marching. I don't know why, but, you know, I think of marching, and that they have a cadence, they have a stride. And if they're in some sort of stride, they're not going to be distracted by what's going on to the left of the sidelines or the right. So maybe I'm thinking more like a marching band, like they can't be distracted.
Right. Formation.
It's like
a mission.
Yep. So I just feel like it's resolute in the direction that you're going.
Right.
And so no matter what's happening, whether there's something happening over here, or there's a clanging over here, or there's I am resolute on where I'm headed. And though I may hear what's going on and I may be aware of those things, it's not going to change my course. I'm going to keep, you know, moving forward. And so that there's definitely been, you know, situations when I think with my walk with the Lord, like I know the Lord's calling me to this, and maybe, you know, something simple, maybe the Lord's, you know, giving you a word and says, okay, like tithing, maybe you haven't been faithful in giving. And so you start to give. And then as you start to be committed to the tithe or offering, maybe you decide to give a special offering, you know, then your water heater at home breaks and it's like, am I going to be focused on this and cause me, okay, yeah, now I can't do this. No, I got to be resolute.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stay faithful to it. So I feel like pressing on is resolute and remaining faithful, even though there may be obstacles happening to the left and the right of me.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like a battle, you know, where you see soldiers, again, you know, going to battle and, you know, maybe in the middle of like the old school kind of war that, you know, they used to kind of run at each other, you know, the old, you know, foot battles. They run at each other and just start, you know, hitting each other with swords and things like that. And you, you know, you see people falling to the left and right, and you're in battle. It's there's conflict, and at any given moment there might be a sword coming your way, or, you know, somebody hitting you with something, and there's people falling around you, and you even see some of your you know, fellow warriors falling around you. But then all of a sudden you look up to the hill, and you see a commander that says, press on, you know, and you know that regardless, because they have a different perspective, regardless of what it looks like on the ground, you press on, you keep going, and you go off of that command. Cause there's another command, retreat, you know, and, you know, and I see that our Savior, regardless of what this world looks like, you know, he's on the mountain, so to speak, and he's saying, press on, and he's in the battle with you, but he's saying, press on. And it looks different. You know, again, it might mean gritting your teeth, you know, working through the pain, or maybe slowing down and analyzing. But, you know, to take a step back doesn't mean you're not pressing on. It doesn't mean you're running a million miles an hour. It means that you are actively engaged, and we have to press on. You know, we have to push forward, because there's a strength that comes with doing something you don't want to do, or that you feel like you can't do, or that you don't feel like doing. And it's in Corinthians that God says, I'll never put more on you than you can handle. Where the scripture really talks about, like, not tempting you beyond your ability to be tempted. And when you feel the weight of your circumstances piling up on you, understand that you're being made strong. It's his weakness that we're made strong. And so that by pressing on in the face of adversity.
It's in our weakness.
I mean, yeah, in our weakness, I'm sorry, that he is made strong. Thank you. By pressing on, though, in the face of adversity, we're going through a season of growth, because it's when, like, the plant, you know, I don't know, I'm not a plant, but I would imagine that a tough time for a living plant of growth is pressing through that dirt, you know, to initially come through the dirt. Or, you know, when it's being cut back or pruned, you know, and the pieces are being cut off of it. It might seem tough, but both of those scenarios, there's growth happening, but there's also struggle happening and adversity happening.
And endurance.
That's good.
You know, sometimes we're going through those seasons, but it's about enduring and pressing on even when it hurts. You know, I'm kind of thinking about, you know, if you're, you know, I was talking to someone earlier about the treadmill. We were talking, I don't know why the treadmill has been a topic for me recently, but I was like, you know, you have the ability. They were on an incline, and I was explaining that I don't go straight to an incline. I kind of build to it so that my body has, my muscles have the ability to, like, work up and, like, warm up to a slow stretch before I'm there. And they took the avenue of just going straight to this high incline. And maybe there are seasons like that, but that slow stretch allows you to endure and strengthen. And then I work myself back down, and then I work myself back up. And there's, like, so sometimes maybe in our spiritual walk, we feel like we're this rubber band and we're, like, slowly being stretched. And right at that max, there's, like, this relief.
Yeah.
And you kind of like, oh, and you take that deep breath, and then there's another stretching. But I have to believe that with those little stretching, and, like, right before you're, like, about to break, it's like there's this sign of relief. It's building, and it's endurance. Building. And, you know, the same things that used to cause you strain, struggle, emotional distress, all these things, they don't impact you in the same way because there's been an endurance. And as you've experienced life and you've experienced certain, this maybe some of the same types of things, like, you're enduring and strengthening. And well, so you look back, and I think that's about spiritual maturity, because I think the more you become more mature in the Lord, some of the things that used to, you know, overwhelm you don't overwhelm you in the same way they did at your beginning walk.
Yeah, and you just said it, and I'll say this again: when you feel the weight of your circumstances piling up on you, understand that you're being made strong. That's what you just said. You're being made strong. Think about that. You know, we hear the word strong, but we don't hear the word made. You're being made strong. Made strong means process, right? And you're going through a period of being made or developed strong. That, you know, pressing on in the midst of adversity, you're going through a season of growth. And growth in itself, there's growing pains. There's pain there, and we're becoming something greater than we were before in Him. And we have to trust in the process, and that's really hard to do sometimes. You know, to trust in the process even if it is God's process, you know, trusting in his process is not easy to do, but he's developing you and I, right, for the plan that he has created for us to live out.
We have a marathon of life in front of us, and we can either take each day and train for that marathon, knowing at the end of our race, we're going to hear, well, good, they faithful servant, or depart. And so we can run our marathon training daily, or we can wait till that time crunch in the last week before that marathon, run really hard and probably end up being fatigued, tired, you know, hurting, starving, dehydrated, or we can make a conscious decision that pressing on is a daily thing.
Yeah.
You can't wait till the end. You can't wait till you have
the very end.
Yeah, you can't wait till you have an issue.
That's not even the definition of it. Pressing on, I think by definition, the word on being in there means ongoing.
Yep. Right? You just got to keep on. So I feel like sometimes we get lazy in our faith. And so when things are going good, we get lazy and we're not continuing our daily pressing on and refilling and training and learning and growing. And so, you know, then we fall into these situations and we're like, whoa, how did we get here? Well, was I preparing up until that point?
It's funny because pressing on is different than pressing, because that's a great point, because, you know, sometimes we say the words, we get to the end, we get to a wall, we get to somewhere, and we're like, come on, guys, let's press on. And that almost means like, let's make something happen now, let's do something different, or let's kick it into a different gear. But really, pressing on means keep going. Just don't stop. That, you know, that ultimately persistence will wear down resistance. And if you want to be great, you know, my experience is you have to go beyond the place where those who aren't great stop, you know, and when problems arise, we can't dwell on them. We have to go past them, and we have to press on. We have to press on. Press on going. Press on.
Even in marathons, there's places that you stop and rehydrate, mm-hmm. grab something to eat. There's like filling stations. I automatically kind of think also of like even NASCAR. It's like you're going, everyone has to, there's a pit stop. A pit stop doesn't mean you're turning off. It's just, I'm going to pause real quick, refuel, change out a tire, do whatever, and then I'm going.
Yeah.
I think what happens is we get into the pit stop and maybe we have this moment where we're taking this breath, and instead of doing what's necessary to continue in our race, we get, you know, we sit on the couch and Netflix it and, you know, right. eat
donuts.
Yeah. That sounds good. Really good.
It does.
But we do that and then wonder why we're not prepared for the next part of the journey. So I feel like we can't set up home in those pit stops. That's meant to refuel, re-energize, to get back, because we have a marathon, and our marathon is this race called life. And here's the thing, I want to take as many people along this journey with me as I possibly can. And I want to be able to do it with strength, and I want to be able to do it knowing that it was not me, but it was God in me that helped me along the way.
Yeah. And I'll say this, you know, thinking along the lines of pressing on in the journey, and this is a marathon, you know, it's one of these things where you have to look at life's pit stops as a blessing, right? You have to see the, appreciate the refilling, the appreciate changing the tires, appreciate, right, getting the break and moving along, because this is not won in a day. And the enemy's job is, you know, Paul got to the end of his life, you know, it's interesting. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished the race. You know, I've finished the course. I finished the race. And, you know, sometimes we say that like, you know, he said it like proudly, but I believe he said it almost like in a surprise, like it's actually here. Like, I finished the race. I finished the course. I made it, you know, and because what he had done is just kept on going. And he just didn't stop. And, you know, you just don't stop. You just put your left foot in front of your right foot, and you do it day in and day out, whether you feel it or not. And, you know, the reality is this life could be a life of abundance and in God. And then, of course, he has an eternity for us. But it is definitely a marathon. And the way to do it is to press on. You just keep going. And, you know, you go through the delays. You go through the detours. You go through the bumps. You go around, you know, the potholes, and, you know, you put practices and principles in place that are found in God's word. And then there's a stretch of easy driving that comes too, you know, 'cause God's principles work. And, So I'm encouraged. And, you know, I think this is for everybody listening, because there's not a time when you and I are going to, there's not a person, I should say, listening that doesn't and hasn't and maybe even thinks right now about quitting or stopping, you know, or giving up, or, you know, or wallowing in discouragement.
We touched on that a few weeks ago, I believe. And it was like, when you are in that place, don't make a major decision. Stop and be still. And yeah. Seek the Lord.
Yeah.
I think those pit stops are about also reevaluating and aligning and making sure, because I think sometimes when we're on our journey, we get a little bit off course, just a tad.
Yeah.
And so those pit stops are designed to realign us. When, you know, when a car goes back in a pit stop, I'm thinking of in NASCAR, they go and they check the air pressure, they remove right. a tire, like
quickly,
right. all of that. But I think it's about realigning yourself, because I feel like as we go through day to day, you know, when we face life and the things of this world, it's easy for it to sound kind of like the Word of God, but it not be the Word of God. And yeah. it might not be, you know, God's perfect plan. I think in those pit stop seasons, we have to make sure we're asking the Lord, is this the direction you have for me? Like, it's not enough just to say, this yeah. is the day you have made, Lord, I will rejoice and be glad in it, but I'm going to invite you in right. to lead it and guide it. And I think sometimes when we're going through our journey, we don't invite the Lord in. We just assume, or we don't want to know what he has to say about it. We just keep on yeah. going.
Amen. Let's take hands here. You know, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to finances, when it comes to work, when it comes to business, when it comes to raising children, when it comes to your grandchildren, when it comes to life, when it comes to decisions, financial, whatever they are, you know, we've been together for 30 years and we have all of those things that I just named. And of course there's others, but you know, you have to just press on. And the reason somebody would look at us and say various things, you know, and we are blessed and we're grateful, but when they ask us why, I think it's because we pressed on, you know. And that's not saying anything about us.
Sometimes we pressed on ugly face crying and with, you
well,
know.
That's not saying anything. That's not putting a badge on us. What I'm saying is we just pressed on.
Yeah.
And, you know, the difference in pressing on and not pressing on is simple, is simply a choice. You know, and you and I had the choice in front of us to not, but we just pressed on, and sometimes not wanting to, sometimes again kicking and screaming, but we just pressed on. And that's the thing. I just really, as we're wrapping up here, I just, you know, somebody needs to hear this. It doesn't matter if you want to or feel like it. If you do, you're applying the Word of God.
Yeah.
Because you're he didn't ever tell you that it was going to be a life without issue. What do you guys say to that?
I think it's true. I think sometimes it's been tenacity. If I'm being honest, it hasn't even been about God. Sometimes it's like just that, I think, stubbornness, like I'm not giving up. And thank God, God used, you know, our weaknesses to push us through, and he used that.
But he honors it.
But he honored it, yes.
He honors the press on.
But if I'm being honest, sometimes it really wasn't even about God. It's just like, I'm just going to keep on because I refuse to be defeated in this situation.
Yeah.
And
but he built you that way. He built a stubborn. Your stubbornness, it can be a negative thing, but can also be a very positive thing, because who put that there in the first place? Who put that there, right? God did. He created our temperaments the way they are. So I just feel like that's encouraging somebody. It's like, you can't go back to the first quote I said, and even though it was Babe Ruth, okay? But Babe Ruth's gonna be spiritual today. You can't beat a person that won't quit. You can't beat a person that won't quit. How? Paul, that's what I think happened to Paul, because Paul was shipwrecked, and he named all the things. He's like, I was shipwrecked and beaten and thrown into prison this many times and whooped this many times with 39 stripes this many times, and I was bit by a snake, and I mean, he just named like a resume of things. And at the very end, then he's like, on top of that all, I had to put up with the church, intended the church, people, and then all of that. And then here you go at the end, he's all of a sudden, he just gets to a place at one point, it's like, I made it. You know, I made it. I just didn't quit. I just didn't quit. And that was the same Paul who Jesus, or the Word of God came back and said, my grace is sufficient. In your weakness, you know, you're made strong, you know. And anyway, good stuff, right? So press on.
Press on.
Press on. Press on. Wax on. Wax off. Press on. Press off. Hey, love you guys, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure you comment. Let us know.
If you didn't, don't comment.
Yeah, if you don't,
just move on.
If you did, comment. Also, subscribe and hit the little bell notification on YouTube so you can be notified of all the episodes that drop, by the way, at Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Also on Spotify and Apple, subscribe to us. If you're on the other platforms, switch over and subscribe and help us out. We'd love to touch more people with the gospel. And if you want to stay connected and receive a lot of resources that we put out, especially for the Marketplace Ministry, you can download our Game Changer app. It's Game Changer by IPD Agency. You can find it on Apple and Android Store, Google Play, and it's available on Roku, everywhere that apps are. And Diane and I love you very much. And we will be back with another episode, God willing, of Game Changer Podcast. We'll see you soon, right?
Be blessed.